Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Steve Crosby was thrilled. He said the state is primed to achieve maximum job creation and revenue from its fledgling gambling industry.
This is what we've been doing for the last 9 months, is trying to get a really competitive environment where we will have robust competition for every license.
The Gaming Commission is authorized by state law to issue up to one resort casino license in each of three geographic zones and one slots parlor license that can go anywhere in the state. The most competition for a resort casino license is in western Massachusetts, where there are four applicants. MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming want to build in downtown Springfield. Hard Rock International is proposing a resort casino on part of the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. And Mohegan Sun has long cultivated a project in rural Palmer. Earlier this week, Mohegan Sun defied speculation it might be out of the running when CEO Mitchell Edis announced a partnership with a New York investment firm.
Well, I think we were the front runner. And then, you know, when we weren't filing our application, people kind of started worrying about us. We were never worried about us. But the reality is this. We have the best location. We know that the folks in New England prefer the rural gaming, and we know that it's a much better model for this part of the country.
In the eastern zone, Caesars Entertainment is partnered with the Suffolk Downs Racetrack in Boston to seek a resort casino license. Wynn Resorts wants to develop a former industrial site in Everett, and a third company is in the bidding with a site along Interstate 495 in Milford. Commercial casino development is on hold in southeastern Massachusetts to allow the Wampanoag Indians to finalize a project. The owners of two defunct dog racing tracks in eastern Massachusetts are competing for the slots parlor license. Developers from Chicago and from Maryland each turned in an application that did not specify a project. Chairman Crosby confirmed that two companies, Paper City Development, which is trying to put together a casino deal in Chicopee, and Good Samaritan Casino Corporation, which had designs on Holyoke, requested an extension of the filing deadline.
Our deadlines can be waived, and if anybody applies to us for formally for a waiver under that reg, we will look at it and talk about it in a public meeting. But fundamentally, we're adhering to the schedule.
Up next on the schedule, a thorough background check on each applicant. Clyde Barrow of the Public Policy Center at UMass Dartmouth, who is a casino industry expert, believes each will pass tough scrutiny.
We don't anticipate any problem there because obviously all of these companies are licensed elsewhere in the United States. They've all passed these background checks before, but nevertheless, the state is obligated to do them.
The Springfield City Council voted unanimously this week to hold a citywide referendum on casino development when the time comes. State law gave Springfield the option to hold a binding vote only in the ward where the casino would be built. Mayor Dominic Sarno long insisted on a citywide vote.
But this is going to affect the city in a positive way for many years to come, so it's important that the whole citizens of the Springfield area have the ability to vote on this.
Sarno and a team of advisors and consultants are reviewing detailed plans from MGM and Penn National. Sarno is expected to decide by the end of the month whether to negotiate a host community agreement with one or both of the casino operators. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.